Hello, welcome to Live Sculpting. I am a licensed professional counselor and clinical trauma clinician. What you are about to hear is my professional opinion. Throughout the podcast, there are seeds of my personal experience, but it is guided through the lens of psychotherapy. I hope that you are open to new ideas to build emotional intelligence and self-actualization. There is always room for growth and empowerment. Enjoy. What is emotional intelligence? It is similar to IQ, but it is targeted around your heart, feelings, and emotions. Everyone has emotional intelligence, but it is on a spectrum of low to high and everything in between. It is the world of the invisible. It is what helps us navigate through life successfully or not. When you think of a spectrum, consider how a toddler manages life compared to how a mature adult handles life. Although this is the tricky part. We can all visualize a toddler's reaction to the world. The communication is rocky, and how they navigate and resolve conflict is roughly characterized with selfishness, tantrums, yelling, and screaming. Although there are times that they can navigate with understanding and patience, but that is a rare event. That's one of the reasons why the Terrible Twos got their name. Toddlers have to be taught to share, taught to be patient, and that they are not the center of the universe. If they are taught appropriately, they learn how to resolve conflict, how to share, and how to have patience. Although this is not a constant, and some children are not taught emotional intelligence, they are left to their own devices. When this happens, we see adults who act like toddlers and are seen as immature. Just because you encounter an adult doesn't mean that their emotional intelligence is one of an adult. Emotional intelligence has an age associated with it. One can be an adult with an emotional intelligence of a 5-year-old or a 10-year-old. You determine the age of someone's emotional intelligence by how they react to conflict. Psychologically, individuals can get stuck in their emotional intelligence age when traumatic events happen. For example, when a trauma occurs at age 10, there are parts of a person's personality that get paralyzed, such as a person can express themselves as a mature person, but when they are triggered, they may act infantile and immature. For example, if a child is neglected or experiences a divorce, they may make associations that life isn't fair. If they do not go to counseling or process the trauma, they can be triggered as adults when life doesn't go their way. They will take it personally and will respond in an overreactive way. They will be an adult in one moment, then, in a split second, act immature and will demonstrate selfishness, manipulation, anger, and frustration until things go right for them. They lack the perspective of an adult and will experience the current event as a younger version of themselves. Processing and healing from childhood trauma is very critical in the outcome of a mature adult. Emotional intelligence is taught by our environment and healing from traumatic events. Sadly, there is a culture of people who did not get the appropriate nurturing and teaching that can develop into a high emotional intelligence. For people who are in relationships with individuals who have a low emotional intelligence, things can be difficult. We assume that since they are adult, they should have a decent level of emotional intelligence, but this is an illusion. Although, good news, one can grow their emotional intelligence at any age, never minding their upbringing or trauma-related experiences. If you are interested in growing your emotional intelligence, please seek out a licensed therapist who can assist you with your journey of healthy growth.